She's back. Welcome back to She Gets a Pod. My name is Shan. I am the creator. I am the host. I will be answering the questions the men have this season. A lot of people may not like me this season, and that's okay. A lot of men will be like, all right, we have answers to the shit that women don't want to answer. Yep. And all of this is personal opinion. I expect people to disagree with me. I expect people to not understand where I'm coming from with this. And I expect women to be in denial of what I'm answering. That's okay. That's expected already. All right. But I think in order to bridge the understanding between men and women, between the delusion, the audacity, and making sure people stay in their lane, I'm going to answer some things the men have questions about. And you are free to give your opinion under post. You are free to give your opinion through email. You are free to give your opinion through DM. And you are free to give your opinion personally. Okay, I am not offended. Okay, your thoughts are always welcome. But they're not going to change anything. All right, with that being said, I hope you guys enjoy this episode. And each week I'll be on here answering questions the men have, all right? And these are questions from different men, not a man. So you don't have to feel so defensive, because it's not one man that has questions. It's many men. Many men. Okay? Let's go. And she's back. Welcome back to She Gets It Pod. This is episode 6. Why can't women sustain a relationship with men? Now, when I got this question as a woman, I had a question. And the first question that I had was, why is it always a question for women on why they can't sustain a relationship with men, but never a question to men why they can't keep a woman? Because it takes two people to sustain a relationship. It takes two people to make a great relationship great. Good or bad, it takes two people to ruin something, right? When it comes to relationships. Or it can be one and the other person has a boundary and then it just ends. Oh, did I say that? Oh my gosh. Why is the question mostly directed to women though? Anyway, I'll still answer the man's question. Some people are just not willing to compromise or grow in relationships. Women aren't willing to stay in relationships where men aren't getting better or want to get better. And women aren't willing to stay in relationships where they are not getting the pros out of the relationship any longer. And they don't want to be in there anymore. And they have a right to choose. Back in the day, your grandma wasn't leaving your grandfather because wasn't nobody taking on 13 kids that wasn't theirs. 11 kids that wasn't theirs. Okay. 5 kids that wasn't theirs. Women weren't leaving, quote unquote, a good man that goes to work and provides and pays bills and all they gotta do is take care of kids. Like, women weren't leaving. Now that women can do that themselves, that's not something that's gonna keep me. Okay, I can work for myself. I can buy myself things. I can pay myself. I can save. I can pay for the things that I want, the places that I want to go. Do I want to? No. But women like your granny are gone. Women like your foolish aunties and them, gone. Women who like projects, they here, they around. Look at Love After Lockup. Women who couldn't have a son and they want to raise one, those are always around. And that's why a lot of men who really don't have anything going for themselves usually find a woman that's going to be accepting of it and will take care of him and take on his shit. Women who are really about some shit are just tired. And we know what life we can give ourselves solo. So we're not going to stay where we aren't loved if we love ourselves. We're not going to stay where we can't be taken care of, treated correctly, talked to correctly. If we see that a man is limiting himself or us, we will leave. So the question is,
at KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Is why are women not seeing relationships with men worth their time anymore? Because when it comes to sustaining a relationship sounds like tolerating to me, right? Sustaining a relationship, even though it could be better, we're sustaining. Like, ew. When people sustain a car, they do the bare minimum. They know what oil is supposed to go into the car, but because there is an oil that's cheaper, I'm gonna get that shit. Doing the bare minimum. When people sustain feeding themselves, I'm sustaining. Did you eat? Yeah, I ate. What you ate? Bullshit. But you ate though, right? So when people sustain their sex lives, maybe you jacked off tonight because you couldn't get none. Maybe you flicked the bean because ain't no man willing, or you willing to give him that. So you just do it yourself. You probably screwed someone, but it wasn't who you wanted and it wasn't what you know you deserve. I just feel like, for me, if it ain't genuine, loving, fulfilling, supportive, and optimistic, I don't want that shit. And there's no man or no woman that should keep someone in a relationship that they don't want, or someone in a relationship that's pulling them down, or someone in a relationship that's giving them bare minimum. You give me lesser than what I know you're capable of, I don't give a fuck no more. You start off high and then you start getting low, and then you wondering why I don't do X, Y, and Z anymore, or I don't want this, or I'm not looking forward to this. It's because you're giving me the lesser when I know you're capable of the more. Right? But a lot of people stay in relationships with men, and men stay in relationships with women because they have adulting needs. They want sex. They have a fear of not having somebody or being by themselves. Money is easier to handle when I'm with this person, even though I don't like them. Or they're waiting to take a leap. A lot of people are using your relationship as a leapfrog. A little green thing that be on the water. Okay? They are waiting to jump from this relationship into someone else's home, into someone else's life. And that's a reality. But I don't think it's up to women to sustain a relationship with a man, and I don't think it's up to men to sustain a relationship with a woman. Y'all need to be two people that want each other. Not, I think a man should want me more. Not, a woman should want a man more. That's what's going to make it work. If I don't want that man as much as he want me, it's not going to work, because I don't know how to fake like I give a fuck. I don't know how to fake like I'm sexually attracted to a man. I will be a horrible escort. I'll be a horrible sex worker. I don't even like giving head unless I'm on the nigga. Okay? I'm not going to do a great job. And if I don't even like looking at it, I don't want it. Right? But that's me though. There's a lot of women that'll fake it for the right price. There's a lot of women that'll fake it for the right lifestyle. There's a lot of women that will fake it just so she don't have to go to work. But she don't like you. Right? And it's much more peaceful to be in a relationship when you're loved. It food tastes better when it's made from somebody that wanted to do it. Your house is way cleaner when it's cleaned by somebody who loves it and takes care of it and appreciates it. The hugs feel way more wanted when a person really cares about the day you had. The effort is way more genuine when a person wants to give you their effort. Don't bring no fake shit around me. Okay? But yeah, that's my answer, and I'm sticking to it, okay? I am not a man. I do not think like a man. I cannot think like a man. I'm not trying to. I am a woman, biologically, mentally, sexually, and I like men. But at the same time, I understand that women got some shit with them, just like men got some shit with them. I'm just answering men's questions, so don't beat me up. And if you disagree with me, cool. But men, if you want to be in the right lane, if you want to have the right mindset when it comes to dealing with most of these women out here, this is just what it is. Thank you for listening to She Gets Pod. I'll be back with another one. Because y'all got hella questions this season. And I'm just answering them one by one. Bye.